Hello, this is Jeff Kelly. I'm a Georgia bankruptcy attorney, and today I would like to talk about car repossessions. Specifically, can you get the car back after the car has already been repossessed? And the answer is yes. As a general rule, you can. Now, under Georgia law, your car creditor is required to send you a 10-day letter. And in this letter, it's basically just going to say, hey, look, you've got 10 days to come in here and pay us the full balance of this vehicle. Otherwise, we're going to sell it at auction, and then we're going to come after you for the remainder of what is owed, also known as a deficiency. So many times I'll have a client come in. They'll come in the day after the car has been repossessed, totally in a panic, and they'll be pleasantly surprised when I say, hey, we're going to be able to get this car back, more than likely. So here's the way it works. We get your case filed as quickly as possible. We want to get a notice of bankruptcy filing and then send that off to the car creditor. If they are still in possession of this vehicle, they're going to have to give it back. Now, almost every buy here, pay here in Georgia is going to tell you otherwise. They'll say, no, no, no. If we get the car before you file, then we don't ever have to give it back. And that's not true. If they are still in possession of that vehicle at the time the case is filed, they better give it back. Otherwise, they just might have a bankruptcy judge come down upon them like a ton of bricks and issue a stiff fine and make them pay attorney's fees. I recently had a case where we filed the bankruptcy, and the car creditor went and repossessed the car anyway, thinking that he didn't have to worry about it, he didn't have to do anything. And we've got really great judges in the Northern District of Georgia that will allow you to have an emergency hearing if the facts justify it. And in this case, it did, because we had a lady who desperately needed this car to get back and forth to work. And so we had an emergency hearing 2 days later. And during this hearing, the buy here, pay here guy was able to stand up and make his case. And the judge very nicely informed him, hey, look, buddy, you need to get a lawyer. You're going to have to get a car back. If the other side has a lawyer, if they're represented by, if they've got good legal representation, we're never going to have trouble getting the car back, because lawyers understand what the automatic stay is. The automatic stay is like a big, huge umbrella that protects everything you've got. It protects you from garnishment, protects you from foreclosure, it protects you from getting your car repossessed. Now, sometimes we get in a bad situation where the car is gone and there's nothing we can do about it. If you've waited too long, they've already sent the 10-day letter out, they've already sold the car, and it's gone, you're not getting it back, and you may get stuck paying a huge deficiency. But other times, sometimes a particular buyer pay here, they will repossess a car on day one and then sell it on day two. And if the car is sold, then we can't get it back. Now, if they sold it, you know, before your case is filed, that is what is important. They didn't know about the bankruptcy. They sold it beforehand. Car's gone. But they will never be able to sue you for the deficiency, because they did not comply with Georgia law and comply with the 10-day rule, the 10-day letter. Now, if a buy here, pay here repossesses your car after the case is filed, and then they turn around and sell it, oh my goodness. That buy here, pay here guy has got himself into a big mess. He's going to have to buy another car and replace that one, and it better be a nice car, and he's going to have to pay the attorney's fees for all the mess that's going to have to go into court to clean up what he has caused. So if any of you buy here, pay here owners are out there listening, do yourself a favor. Get an attorney. As the judge said in the most recent case, if you're selling cars to people who make less than median income, you're going to have to deal with bankruptcy, and you're going to have a lawyer to do it. In Georgia, you cannot represent yourself in court. Yes, there are some judges that will let you tell your story anyway, but you know, technically, you're not supposed to even be allowed to speak. And so if you end up in front of a judge and you're not even allowed to speak while the other side is, there's a good chance you're going to end up in some serious hot water. The bottom line is, save yourself the trouble. So all you consumers out there, if you are behind on your car payments and you're worried about it getting repossessed, don't wait until it's repossessed before you come in and meet with your bankruptcy attorney. Almost every bankruptcy attorney I know will offer a free consultation. We do. If you live in North Georgia, give me a call, 706-295-0030. I'm happy to sit down with you. Let's take a look at your income and your budget. Let's see if we can come up with a good plan for you to get this car back. And also, we want to make sure you can actually afford this car. We want to look at the whole situation. A lot of clients will come in and say, hey, listen, I just want to list the car. That's the only one I'm having problems with. I don't want to list anybody else. Well, this is the truth. You got to list every debt that you owe. You got to list every asset you have. It's all got to be in there. We got to give the trustee a full picture of your economic situation. It is required by the bankruptcy code, so you do not get to pick and choose who gets listed and who doesn't. So before you meet with your bankruptcy attorney, it's helpful if you have copies of your last 60 days worth of paycheck stubs. Very helpful. It is also very helpful if you can write out a list of all your debts, names, addresses, how much you owe. Most bankruptcy attorneys can pull credit reports, but the problem with that is a lot of your creditors aren't going to be on your credit report, particularly medical bills. So credit reports are great, but your mailbox is better. Take a look at every bill you got, everything you pulled out of your mailbox in the last 30 days, and that's going to give us a pretty good picture of what you owe. Also, I want to talk a little bit about maintaining full coverage insurance. A lot of people will go and buy a car and they'll just get liability. Well, take a good close look at your contract, because your contract, even at a buy here, pay here, says that you will maintain full coverage insurance on the vehicle. We have a local rule that also in bankruptcy court that also says you got to maintain full coverage insurance or maintain coverage on your vehicle. If you don't have good insurance on your car, you're not going to get it back. They're not going to give it back to you with no insurance. So you got to get that, and you got to maintain it as well. While your Chapter 13 is active, if your insurance lapses, your car creditor can repossess the car immediately. And then immediately after they repossess the car, they have to file a motion with the court swearing under penalty of perjury that you do not have car insurance, and they've got to give you time to get insurance, and then they're going to have to give the car back to you. It's a pretty rare situation where this happens, but every now and then it does. So maintain your insurance on the car. Make sure your lien holder is listed. And if you have any questions at all, always, always pick up the phone and talk to your bankruptcy attorney. I wish you the best, and I want to thank you for listening this evening. And hopefully we'll get another episode out soon. If you've got any interest in bankruptcy articles, please go to my website, www.kellycanhelp.com. We've got a free PDF, 40-page book on how to get out of financial hell with bankruptcy. And I hope you'll check it out. Thank you very much.